and talk about Parashat Bahar Bechukotai. And of course, this is a parasha of the Tochacha and all the curses. But before that, it actually has some good news, which of course, the way Torah works, it's really short. Tochacha is whatever, you know, three chapters long, and the blessings are what, 10 psukim. Best way it starts. Starts out positive. Source one, in Bechukotai Telechu, if you go in my ways, but mitzvotai tishmeru, and keep my commandments, vasitim otam, you do them. Matati gishmechem beitam, and I will give you the rain in its season, v'nata ha'aretz yivulah, and the earth will give its produce, esed esedei yitein piryo, and the trees will give forth their fruit. I keep going, v'aniti alechem, and I will pay attention to you, I make you fruitful, I will cause you to multiply, v'akimoti briti yitchem, and I will fulfill my covenant with you, v'achatem yashan mashana, you'll be still eating the old produce, yashav nechadash tetziu, and you'll have so much of the new coming in, you have to get rid of the old stuff. Storehouses will be overflowing. I have the problem with my refrigerator too sometimes, but usually it's in the back of the fridge, you don't even think about. Natati mishkani b'tochachem, and I will dwell among you, and I will not despise you. I will walk among you, and I will be your God, and you will be my people. Very inspiring. Then it goes into the imlo tochukotai. So the Ramban on this has a very long essay talking about the nature of emuna, and specifically talking how you look at illness. And this is the Ramban. It's what I'll focus on. The general rule is, ki biyot Yisrael shleimim, when Israel is wholehearted, perfect, behem rabim, and they will multiply, lo yinaheg inyanam b'teva klal, they will not have to deal with the laws of nature at all. Things will be miraculous. They will not be natural. Lo b'gufam, not in their bodies, lo b'artsam, not in the land, lo b'chalam, lo b'yachid mehem, not in general, not any individual. That's the ideal state. Because God will bless their food and water, yasir machalam mikirbam, and remove all illness from them. They will not need doctors at all. So as a spoiler, this is a very anti-doctor essay here. And they won't have to worry about all these rules of health that the doctors tell you at all. As it says, because God should be our doctor. And that's the pasuk from Shemot, right after they come out of Egypt. It says, source 3, Vayomer, God says, Im Shemot Yishmal Kol Hashem Lokecha, if you listen, truly listen to God, v'yashar ben atasseh, and you do what's right in his eyes, v'azateh l'mitzvotav, and heed the commandments, v'shemarta kol chukav, and obey all the laws, kol hamachala, all illness, asher sabim b'shrayim, that I place on Egypt, I will not place on you, ki ani Hashem rofecha, because I, the Lord, am your doctor. And therefore, if we listen to God, we won't need doctors. That's the Ramban. Continuing on. That's what righteous people did. Bizman ha'nuvua, the time of the prophecy existed. Gam ki grem avon, and if they do something wrong, and then she'achil, and they fall ill, lo yudushu barofim, they never talk to a doctor. They went to the Navi and asked the Navi, what do I do now? How do I get better in the sense of improve my behavior so that Hashem will heal me? Kinyan Chizkiyahu b'chelyo, just like Chizkiyah, the king, in Malachim, that at one point Chizkiyah falls ill. This is from Malachim, verse 5. Bayamim ahem chala Chizkiyah lamut. At that point, Chizkiyah, he's a good king, was mortally ill. I love Yeshayahu ben Amutz, and Yeshayahu the Navi comes to him, and tells him, Komar Hashem, thus saith the Lord, Tzav leveitcha, you need to put your affairs in order. Command your family, ki medata l'dechya, because you're going to die of this illness. What does Chizkiyah do? He doesn't go immediately call his doctors. Vayasev et panav el akir, he turns to the wall, Vayit palel al Hashem. And he starts praying to God, Lamor, saying this, Ana Hashem, please God, Zachar Natasher Hidalakhi Vanacha Be'emet, Levav Shalem, Please, God, remember that I have walked before you wholeheartedly. And I've done what was good in your eyes. And Yechizkiyahu cries. And then Yeshayahu gets a new nevuah that Hashem says, okay, I'm going to heal him and he will survive. And he's healed from his illness. And given that, Ramban's saying, according to the way it seems the Torah is implying here, if we do fall ill, we shouldn't go to the doctor. You go to rabbis, learn how to do tshuva, and then Hashem heals us. And we have examples of that. This is from the Mishnah in Pesachim, Tanu Rabbanan, Shisha Devarim Asah Chizkiyahu HaMelech. There are six things that were possibly questionable that Chizkiyahu did. Three of them, the rabbis agreed with him that was appropriate, and three, they did not. And one of the things that Chizkiyahu did, that the rabbi said this was a good idea, Ganaz Sefer Refuot. He hid away the medical textbooks. The rabbi said that was a good thing. What is the Sefer Refuot? Rashi says, Armin and Bracha, the Gemara Bracha talks about it. So Ganaz Sefer Refuot, he hid this book of healing, because they had medical books, and if people got sick, they wouldn't become humble, they wouldn't dive into Hashem, they wouldn't do tshuva, they would look at that, look for cures, Ela Mitrapim, yeah, they would get healed in purely scientific, mechanical ways, and that was inappropriate. So Chizkiyahu put this book in Geniza, and therefore you had to turn to Hashem in order to be healed. I mean, an example of that earlier in Tanakh. So this is the story of Asa, who is, yeah, keep my kings straight. It's Rechava, it's Shlomo's great-grandson, so like three generations before Chizkiyahu. He's one of the bad ones. Beitahi ba Hanani haro'e el Asa melech Yehuda. And there was a time when a Nabi called Hanani came to Asa, the king. I remember my love, and he says to him, Bishancha al Melech Aram, since you relied in this story on the king of Aram, Velo Nishanta al Hashem al Kecha, and you didn't ask God to help you. This is in a military side, this is not the health side yet. Akin Nimachel Melech Aram Yadecha, therefore, when you attack Aram, you will fail. They will escape from you because you didn't have faith in God. You asked for outside allies. And Asa was furious with his prophet. And he placed him literally in the house of being upside down, usually translated as the stocks. He was hung upside down. Because he was so angry with the Navi. And Asa continued to oppress the people. And then Vaychale Asa, and Asa became sick. Bishnat Shloshim v'teisha l'machoto, in the 39th year of his year, 39th year of his reign. Raglav ad lamala, he was sick from his legs up. We don't have details on that. V'gam b'chalyav, and even when he was sick, lo derash Hashem, he didn't ask God for help. Ki barofim, no, he went to the doctors. Terrible thing. And so Asa dies. He dies at 41 years into his reign, 2 years later. That's the story of Asa. The Lo Darash et Hashem ki brofim. He didn't see God, but asked the doctors. And so Ramban says clearly that indicates that going to the doctor is a mistake. Ramban continues. V'yom HaKatuv. Pasuk says, "Gam b'chalav lo darash et Hashem ki barofim," that he didn't see God, but he went to the doctors, clearly implying that there are two things wrong here. Not only he didn't see God, but going to the rofim at all was clearly a problem. V'ilu hayadavar rofim nahug b'hem, and if it was okay to go to the doctor, ma tam sheyeskir rofim. That's what we kind of usually think about. Okay, you go to the doctor, but you also daven, you also pray. Both of those are together. He's saying no. That clearly the Tanakh is saying the Rofim side was bad as well. Ein Hashem rak bavur shlo darash Hashem. If the only thing he did wrong was lo darash Hashem, just say that. Don't add ki barofim, but he went to doctors. But this is like someone saying, "Lo achal ploy matzah b'chagam matzot ki im chametz." We didn't eat matzah, but they ate chametz. They're doing two things wrong. Hadarush Hashem b'Navi lo yidrosh brafim. Someone who trusts in God looks to the Navi, will not talk to the doctors at all. Uma chelak l'rofim b'veit osei ratzon Hashem, because medicine has no place in the homes of those who do God's will. When he says, that's our parsha, right? That Hashem will remove all illness from us. That's all we need to do. Okay? So, illness comes from God. That response to illness should be prayer, not medicine, which makes sense. So the question then is, obviously, why are we not all Christian Scientists?
I was
going to
say Seventh-day Adventists.
Right?
Would
say, Janet?
Seventh-day Adventists are like that, too, no?
Is that right? I don't know.
No.
I somehow associate that with them not going to doctors. But also the one you mentioned also.
Yeah, definitely Christian Science. That becomes an issue. We have patients all the time. Depends how, there are apparently different ways of reform Christian Science there. But that's the idea that health and sickness, here we go. Sickness is an illusion corrected by prayer alone.
All from Golden Hair
Smart. But we're not. Okay? I don't know if anybody notices this, but there are a bunch of Jewish doctors out there. Okay? And more than that, this is the Ramban we're talking about. The Ramban said, was saying that, and he was a doctor. He's quoted Wikipedia, and I've been told that, right? Rabbi Nachman, rabbi, philosopher, physician, Kabbalist, and biblical commentator. So what's the Ramban, what's the Ramban doing being a doctor if you give this whole essay about how we're not supposed to go to doctors? It's all wrong. It's the lack of faith, lack of emunah.
Well, until modern times, whatever you want to start that period, doctors aren't what we think of as doctors. I mean, what did they know?
That's a good question. How much did it actually help? I mean, I think there's the accumulated wisdom of years of, you know, do this, don't do that. I mean, you know, some of what the Rambam says in his medical works about, you know, don't overeat and get plenty of exercise and fresh air actually makes you healthier. And you can look at stories about, you know, the four humors and what they mean and all that. They're not unreasonable. I think there are ways to start, but
I mean, certainly maybe in this context, Rofim are quacks, not doctors.
But that's not at all what he's saying here. He's specifically saying that, you know, the fact that we're depending on this Derech HaTeva is a lack of emunah, right? If God is giving us the illness, then we shouldn't be doing anything, even if we know full well it works. That's right. The thing that Sefer Rofim would help. Fine. But if your refuah actually helps, but the fact that you're doing it implies you're relying on Derech HaTeva rather than relying to Hashem.
Okay, yeah.
And, you know, it becomes irrelevant whether the medicine actually works or not. It's a matter of your attitude toward it. So I don't think that's the answer, is that, well, okay, if the doctors don't know about scientific method, then you don't have to go to them. But as soon as they figure it out, then you should. That's not what the Ramban is talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And the other question is that we learned that the halacha says you're supposed to go to doctors. Okay, this is from Parshas Mishpatim, when you get Nezikin about damages. Verse 12, Yechirivuna Hashem. If people get into a fight, because ishet re'ehu, one person hits another one, be'evan a grof, with a rock or a fist, lo yamut, but it's not fatal, when I follow mishkav and falls ill, is laid up, im yakumu v'telech b'chutz, al mishanto, if the person survives, recovers, gets up, can walk around with a cane, v'nika makeh, and the wound is healed, rakshiv toyitain, but the perpetrator has to pay his lost wages, I guess, is the right term there. Rapo Yirapeh, he should surely be healed. What is Rapo Yirapeh as part of the mitzvah? as Rashi says, the Targum puts it, Yishalem Schar Rofe. Right? You have to pay the doctor bills if you're guilty of tort. Okay? And this is the Gemara and Bracha, which kind of put that together. Amrav Acha, source 14. Nichnas Lahakizga. So this is someone who's going to go get medical tests. So now we call it, like in the olden days, they would just draw blood. Now we call them tests, but they usually have the same purpose. It just makes you feel like you're doing, goes into Phyllis's comment about things that actually help or not. But you're going to get your blood drawn for medical reasons. Omer, this is in the Gemara Bracha. This is a list of brachot, the tefillot that one should say in these various circumstances. You say, Yihirasam Lufnech Hashem, Elokai, oh please God, Sheye Esek Zeh Li, that what I'm doing now, Yeh Li L'Refuah, this should help me heal. Betir Peni, and you, God, will heal me. Yikel Rofe Neman, Atakas, you're a faithful healer, Refuachat Emet, God, your healing is true. Why you should say that? Because the medicine doesn't really work that way. But this is what people do. We go to the blood letter, we go to the doctor, and Rashi translates. What you should have done was ask for rachamim, ask for mercy. You should have prayed alone, but no, you're going to the doctor. It's okay, because that's what people do. That's Rabbi Abab Acha. Abaye says, wrong. You should not say this. People shouldn't say this. Why? The Tani Rabbi Yishmael, because we learned from Rabbi Yishmael, the Pasuk says, Rapo Yirape, back here in the Torah, Mikan Shenitna Rishut L'Rofe L'Rapot. This is where we know that the physician has permission to heal. That yes, we believe illness comes from God, but doctors are allowed to do their work because the Torah says, Rapo Yirape, the doctors can be part of that. So the Ramban explains what's going on here, at least from the Ramban's point of view.
Now we have isn't there a mitzvah that says, Shamor Nafshecha, that you're supposed to protect your soul?
Yes. That's important. And we're talking about that because this is
very strange. Part of it. You can't just be passive.
The Ramban's not saying that, right? That's what I'm saying right here. The Ramban's saying, yes, you should shemar nefshecha by praying a lot. Do all the mitzvot. That's all you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
If we're doing it right. We're not going to end up there because I will still study my pediatric life support that I just showed you there. And I will still try to decide what the respiratory rate is supposed to be based on studies and things like that. But I just found this fascinating. Just Ramban goes on and on with this. There's a continued Ramban in source 15. V'hu Ramam Ram, when it says, she'ein darcham shel b'nei adam b'refuot ela shenagu, that refuot are not what actually work. That's what people do. So therefore, it's okay. She'ilu lo haya darcham b'refuot. If people didn't go to the doctor, didn't do all the stuff they take healthy, yachla adam kifi shay haya alav onesh cheto. People would fall ill only because of their sins. Yidraper ratzon Hashem, and they would be healed by God's will. Avalhem nagu b'refuot, but they decided, okay, we're going to go to doctors. Hashem hi nicham l'mikrei tavim. So Hashem said, fine, we'll let you do it that way. You let your body be run by the laws of nature. You can do that. That's what he wants to say. That's what it means, that the doctors have permission to treat. Meaning, not that the sick person has permission to go to the doctor, but that the doctor, if the sick person has already decided, okay, I'm not going to go to my Navi, to my rabbi, I'm going to go to the doctor for this. But if a person gets ill, valir trapot, kinag brufot, then he goes to the doctor because that's what he thinks is going to work. V'hu lo yehayat me'edat Hashem, that this such a person, this chole is going to the doctor, is not one of the faithful of God, shechalkam b'chayim, that have chosen life. In that case, ein rofe la'asor atzmo mirapoto. Doctor should not turn him away. and fulfilled. And one reason, sort of a side point, that you shouldn't worry that you're not going to treat him right, the person is going to die anyway. As long as you're a certified licensed physician, you're a baki, you know your stuff, you can go ahead, you can go ahead and treat, you're allowed to do that. And lo bavur, and it's not because Shiomar, ki Hashem levado. The doctor shouldn't go to this Jew and say, no, Hashem is your healer, you should go pray more. Uro fekel basar, shekivar nahagu, that's the rapoya pe nitna reshut. It seems to be the Ramban's approach. Therefore, those who are people who are fighting, who hit each other, be'evin ragrof, as we've quoted, yesh al makeh tashlumi rufa. That's why the guilty party, the perpetrator, has to pay for the doctor, because the Torah says you're allowed to go to the doctor. Ketoro lo tismachti na'al nisim, because you're not going to rely on miracles here, even though, yes, ideally you should have faith and rely on the miracle. The Torah is not going to force you to do that. But what Hashem wants us to do is not to deal with doctors at all. That's the Ramban, which still blows my mind. Right? That's what you ideally respond to illness with emunah. You can't do that. You don't have the faith. You're allowed to go to the doctor. The doctor will treat you, but it's not a good thing. That's not the ideal state. And nobody agrees with that. This is obviously the case because we have all these physicians here. Nice from doctors. Everyone says, yes, you're supposed to, you know, do what's right to keep protect yourself. Yes, you should get. Oh, Philip put it, a reconstructionist saying is, when man cries out for help, God sends people. I have a much longer version of that. We'll get to that. My kids know that it's a helicopter joke. You know this? Everyone knows a helicopter joke. Okay, good. Yes, I agree completely. Because we're going to go to the Chovot HaLevavot, Bachya Ibn Pakuda, probably 100 years before the Ramban. Very different approach. This is the Chovot HaLevavot. This is Shar Bitachon. This is talking about Bitachon, having faith in God, having trust in God, that God will provide. But what does that mean? So let's try to go through this fascinating wall of text here. Adorim shechayav hamamim levatech b'hem. Someone who has faith in God needs to have to trust in God. Al borei yitaleh, I'm the creator. Kolim otam shnei minim. The two aspects of faith in God. Echad mehem divrei olam hazeh, both in things of this world, the physical world, v'shein divrei olam haba. And the other is having faith in the sort of the spiritual side. So we're going to talk about that first one in matters of the physical world. This is talking about the person's body. Live life and death. The teref mezono, umichiyato, and getting food. Umal busho, and clothing. Dirato, and shelter. Ubriyato, v'chayav, v'midotav, and one's health, illness, and one's general condition of being. Those are matters of bitachon. We have to have faith that God provides for that. And what you should do if you have faith in God, in all of these things, that what God or God says, he sends you. Is to go in whatever God decrees for you and accept it. And have faith that God is doing the right thing. Have faith in God. What does that mean to have faith in God in whatever happens? Just like in life, this is true for life and death. There's an obligation to seek one's own health. You've got to stay healthy. And actually act to get food. And to you actually have to get clothing, shelter, and all other things that one needs, and avoid things that are bad for you. Even though it is clear, you realize that's not, I'm not making this happen, this is all God's will here, that klumas, it's not directly cause and effect, because erata bereit barach, and you should think that, but still, you still have to act. You still have to do. Kasher yesh, the analogy is to a farmer. Farmer has to to plow and weed it, zara and to plant lashkota, and to water it. And once you've done all of that, what we call hishtadlut, you need to do the hishtadlut. At that point, yiptach albori barach lahafrota, then have faith that God will make it fruitful and keep it from plague. The tabet vata. And there will be plenty of produce, and God will bless it. And you shouldn't let the land lie fallow and say, well, God will make it, make the wheat grow. That's wrong. We believe that without working it, without planting, that's not having emuna, is standing there on the field and saying, God will make it grow. That's not emuna. That's not bitachon. Let me rephrase that. That's not bitachon. That's not what it means to have faith in God. That's true of health as well. That certainly one should have faith in God. But you still have to act in all those ways and all those causes. That's in their nature to make this. To avoid illness, and here's kind of Phyllis's point. Whatever the minhag is to avoid illness, right? You don't, you're not obligated to know what is exactly right because nobody knows exactly right. We have to follow the science, as it were. Yes, you should get your COVID vaccine if you need a message for that. So everyone's gotten theirs. Okay, kamosh tziva bara yitaleh. And that's what the pasuk says. Rapo yirape. It's worded that way, not as a reshut. It's a commandment. Rapo, thou shalt be healed. We believe she yaftiach alasibot ebriot v'acholi she moliot amazikot. Without saying, well, if I do this, then it will automatically work. I still have to do my have my emun. I believe Hashem will do it, but I have to do my side of it. Everything does come b'reshut abore, and there's this balance here between Hishtadlut and Bitachon. And in other words, what he seems to be saying is that part of Emunat Hashem is to accept that Hashem created the world and created the laws of nature, and refusing to rely on those laws of nature reflects a lack of faith. That's the Chovot HaLevavot, and this is a helicopter joke, right? It's been raining for days and days, terrible flood, man standing on the roof of his house. Waters rose higher and higher. Man in a rowboat appeared. I guess he was a reconstructionist. and told him to get in. No, repaired the man on the roof. I have faith in the Lord, the Lord will save me. So the boat went away. Water is climbing higher and a speedboat appears. Climb in, shouted the man in the boat. No, I have faith in the Lord will save me. So the speedboat left. The water continued to rise. The helicopter appeared in the loudspeaker. And over the loudspeaker, the pilot announced he would lower a rope to the man on the roof. No, replied the man on the roof. I have faith in the Lord will save me. The helicopter went away, and the man on the roof prayed for God to save him. The water rose higher and higher, and eventually it rose so high that the man on the roof was washed away, and alas, the poor man drowned. Arriving in heaven, the man marched straight up to God. Heavenly Father, I have faith in you, I prayed you to save me, yet you did nothing. Why? God gave a puzzled look and said, I sent you two boats and a helicopter. What more do you expect? So that's Emunah, okay? That's what it is. And this, we'll call that a dialectic between bitachon and shtadlut. There's actually a machlok in Chazal in Gemara and Bracha. We're going to connect down to Lag BaOmer and Shiva Bar Yochai. Shiva Bar Yochai, of course, is the mystic who lived in the miraculously lived in the cave for 13 years. Tana Rabbana. The pasuk says in Shema, "Vasata deganecha." This is talking about the planting the field side that the Chovot Levavot quoted. Matzalom Lomar. Why is it Torah need to tell us you should gather your grain? You want to eat, obviously you gather it. Mishnemar, because the pasuk says also lo yamush sefer Torah hazeh mipicha, that the Torah will never leave your mouth. Yochal adarim kitvavan, maybe I should take that literally. I should just sit and be learning Torah all day long, Lomar, that's why the pasuk has to tell us, yasafta deganecha. You should actually go out and gather your grain. And hegbahen minak derech eretz. You need to deal with the world, the physical world, the way it works, according to the laws of nature. This is what Rabbi Shmuel said. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai omer, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai disagrees and says, Efshar Adam Choresh Bishat Harisha. Wait a minute. If you do that, you're gonna go out and earn a living. You're gonna plow when it's time to plant. Plow when it's time to plow. That's why I'm not a farmer. Zoreya Bishat Zriya, and you'll plant when it's time to plant. Kotzer Bishat Katira, and you'll harvest when it's time to harvest. Vedash Bishat Tisha, and you'll thresh when it's time to thresh. Zoreya Bishat Ruach, and you'll winnow the grain when the wind's blowing. Torah Matiyalas. And when are you gonna learn Torah? You're all out there gathering your grain together. El Bizman Shi Yisrael Osim Ratzon Shel Makom. But when people do God's will, Melachta Nesed Al Yedei Acherim, the work will be done by others. You can just sit there and learn Torah. And Phyllis is grimacing on that. This is Shimon Bar Yochai, okay? So, Gemara continues to discuss it, and that's Amar Abaye. Amora, 400 years later, Harbe Asuki Rabbi Shmuel Ba'al Tov Yadav. Lots of people did what Rabbi Shmuel did, right? You earn your living, you gather your grain, and you learn Torah as much as that. That's your goal, certainly, but you still have to go gather the grain, and it helped. Ba'al Tov Yadav. And they could do both. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, people try to do like Shimon Bar Yochai, below al tabi yadan. And it just doesn't work. In Kemach and Torah, you end up with neither Torah nor food. That's the Gemara there. But there's still a balance there. I mean, there is probably a place for a Shimon Bar Yochai. And so that's our task in life, is finding this balance in this dialectic between the bitachon and the emuna there, how you get those together. So what inspired me to look at all of this was the Emes Yaakov, Yaakov Kamenetsky, having an interesting perspective on this. He presents this as a machloket Ramban and Rabbeinu Bachya, the Chorol of Avot. He says, "Hinei nidme be'ene." It appears in this issue that the opinion of the halavavot, that human beings have to help God. Like, God's not going to feed us or heal us without us doing anything. Like, we got to give God a hand over here. Give yachol, as it were. That by doing these things, yachol panaso, that only when we plant, that's the way God will support us. And therefore, chen mivinim rov bnei olam, that's why most people think this, but domim hem, and they think he Ramban hu amachmir ben neduim b'deh, that the Ramban here is being very machmir in emuna. Right? The Chovel Vovot is being mekel. He doesn't have nearly as much emuna, right? So it's, you're better off being like the Ramban. That's a much holier thing. That's being machmir. Ernest Yaakov says it's the exact opposite. Of a mayen, the chavod halavot. Someone looks closely at the chavod halavot. Yireil, see, he who hanho machmir was that? It's the chavod halavot who is machmir. Who's much more stringent about keeping the mitzvah here. Elishu sover, but what's he being machmir here? He's an opinion in of. He called Inyan Hitaskut Himifnei Yeshuva Olam. That doing all this is part of Yeshuva Olam, of making the world work. Or is it mitzvah kol mitzvah Shabbat Torah? And that's a mitzvah. Modern time we call it Tikkun Olam. Your purpose in the world is to make it work, and that means being part of the world itself. Chol Avavot is being machmir in Yeshuva Olam, not being mekil in Emuna. That's why he said that a person shouldn't stop doing work. If he's not necessarily successful, you should try harder at it. Don't just say, okay, I'm just gonna die. That's part of it, but that's not the only answer. You have to do that. That's part of your job in the world, is to be part of the world. Avodat Ramban, Ad Rabba, the Ramban holds the other way. Adam Enu Takli Shleimut, Nimsar Hu Lamrechad Teve. That's only Ramban says no. Someone who isn't wholehearted, doesn't have enough faith, is then trying to abandon to the realm of nature. And that's why he has to earn a living. That's just like by healing. That once you go to the doctor, then the doctor has to treat him. Then he's kind of stuck with this natural way of doing that. Levo says, no, it's a mitzvah to go to the doctor if you're sick, because that's an expression of your role in this world is to be part of the physical world. No, right. The Rav is saying there's a mitzvah yishuv olam. But again, I think that's what the term tikkun olam is. That's part of it. Yes, it's fixing the whole world, but also yourself as well, expressing that emunah, that planting and harvesting and going to the doctor is part of the mitzvah. Not just expression of faith in Hashem's creation. Yes, God created the world, but it's our obligation to be part of that world. And when the Torah says b'chukotai teilechu, thou shalt go in my ways, it includes what we call chukot shemayim v'aretz. We accept the natural world. We have a halakhic obligation to observe, respect the laws of nature, so we can all put this little lawn sign out, at least a part, this part that says we believe science is real. And an emphasis here is, what's his name? What's the cosmos? Neil Tyson deGrasse, something like that? Anyway, he talks about the fact science is what's true, even if you don't believe in it. We add that, yes, there is a halakhic obligation to believe in the science part of it and to act upon that as well. And that's what part of what B'chukot Taitelechu, and yes, you should still go to the doctor. And yes, you should have faith in Hashem as well.
Does anyone bring in the idea of after Gan Eden, God tells man, you will live by your work? Is that somehow... Could you connect that, maybe?
You could connect it, but that almost implies also that's the punishment side of it, right? We're condemned to that. So the Ramban might say on that, you're condemned to it. In other words, you will never reach that point of perfect faith. That's the ideal state.
Yeah.
Where I think the Chavar Levot says, no, that may have been the ideal state in some other state, but the way the world we live in right now, that is not something to strive for. In other words,
I was also curious about when the Mashiach comes. I remember asking somebody in Israel, like, when the Mashiach comes, we won't have to work anymore. We'll live in a perfect world. And he said, no, you'll still have to work. And I go, God, what a disappointment.
So the Rambam says, "Ein ben yaman Mashiach le'olam hazeh l'shivut malchut b'levad." Right, Rambam definitely clear on that. No, nothing terribly miraculous there. So the answer is yes, it'll be a perfect world, and yes, you'll have to work for a living. That is part of a perfect world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ideally, you'll be in a state where you do the right thing and you'll be doing good for you know what the work you're doing will actually make the world a better place.
Everybody's needs will be met.
I'm sorry? I heard something there.
Oh, sorry, I was just saying it doesn't feel good to get a free gift.
So. Right. So that Olam Hazeh is all about doing the work. That's all the Ramchal, Derech Hashem. That creation is ordered to do. We're part of that world.
Stop, Annie.
Thank you. I'm going to stop recording. You can now.